AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to day one of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is champion jockey AP McCoy. AP, you returned to action on Wednesday, returned with a winner as well. You must be feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, obviously very pleased to get back, and very pleased to get back with the winner, so hopefully this can carry on, but it's nice to be back.
Yes, and good time to be back as well. The Newbury meeting, the Hennessy meeting there is always pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Obviously, it's one of the highlights of the jumping season, one of the very prestigious races, so it's a good meeting, so I'm glad to be back for it.
Okay, let's get stuck into the action. The 12:25 is the first race on the card today, and this is a Class 3 novices hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And the betting looks like this: Jolly Allen 1-5 at the top of the market. Capilla is 7-1, 9s for Lancer, 28-1 for Indian Jack, and 33-1 for Dark Amber. Jolly Allen was a useful performer in bumpers last term. You rode him to success on his hurdling debut, AP. A comfortable success as well, despite being green. And 1-5 at the top of the betting, not going to get rich backing him, but are you expecting a lot from him?
Yeah, I think he's a smart horse. He obviously won his bumper at Wincan. I was a little bit disappointed that the Punchestown is still behind Shailen's Hill and Sarah Concord, but won well in his jumping debut.
Jumping technique will probably improve as he goes along, but it's about, you know, if he jumps around, he'll win, you know.
Okay, are there any longer term prospects for him already in mind?
I think it's just one step at a time, but he's a fine big jumping type horse, so hopefully we'll get to get out of the way. It'll go smoothly. I mean, there's a couple in there. You know, obviously Lancer won on the flat and is on the feet, and Indian Jack was actually an okay horse on the flat as well. He was at 93, but he was very disappointed in his hurling debut. He talks to her, so it's really hopefully all about if Charlie Allen jumps around, and hopefully he'll win, you know.
Okay, Jolly Allen in the opener then. The 1 o'clock is race two on the card, and this is an amateur riders handicap chase, a class three event over the extended 3.25 miles, and Woodford County is the 2-1 market leader this morning. It's 100-30 for Susquehanna River. I told you he's 7-2, 4-1 for Raw Pihu, and 8-1 for Chapoli Moss, the outsider of the field. I suppose Woodford County at the top of the betting there will be suited by conditions. 3 wins in heavy ground, and second over 3.5 miles at the back end of last term. So do you think that plays a part here?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, he has, as you said, his 3 wins. Two of them have been on heavy ground, and one of them soft at Toaster. He obviously fell last time, but the Philip Hobbs horses, as everyone knows, are in great form, and that is obviously why he's favourite. The Nigel Twist and Davis horse, Susquehanna River, is obviously got a good amateur on him, and Stephen Clements ran okay last time at Ludlow behind First Fandango. That was a decent enough run. And of the others, I told you, is a horse that has won at Fontwell and ran well at Fontwell in the past. But I think the betting's probably right. I think Woodford County is probably the horse that's going to take all the beating.
Okay, Woodford County, the one that will take the beating in the 1 o'clock. The 1:35 is the third race on the card. This is a Class 4 novices handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And Vazaro della Fayette heads the betting at 11-4. 3-1 for Spooky Dookie. 4s for Flying Bandit. Lockbar is 5-1. It's 7s for Trapper Peak. And you can have 14-1 for either of the other two runners in the lineup. You're on board Spooky Dookie, AP. Struggled so far, but on a mark of 112 this afternoon. What are we expecting from him?
Spooky Dookie obviously has been a little bit disappointing, but hopefully we get a little bit of improvement out of him today. He hasn't ran since February at Market Raisin, where he has been disappointing, but hopefully we do better today. You know, there's no doubt that the pipe horses are going well, like Hobbs is, and you know, being favoured, he'll probably take a little bit of beating. But it's an open race. I mean, of the others, you could say that the Flying Bandit of Fergal O'Brien's has ran pretty well in his 2 starts so far. He was beaten far enough by Shelford last time at Chepstow, and probably needs to step up on that. But I think the pipe horse would probably take the beat. Vasaro de la Fayette.
Vasaro de la Fayette then to take the beating in the 135. Moving on to the 210 next, and this is the fourth race on the card, and this is a Grade 2 novices chase over 3 miles. No ride for you, AP. Only three runners in this, and Southfield Theatre is the 4-9 market leader. 15-8 for Carrig Moore, and My Silver Cloud is the 50-1 outsider here. Southfield Theatre heavily odds on. Pretty good hurdler. 2-2 over fences as well, and made light work of a three-runner Grade 2 at Wincanton. So, can you see past him here?
Not really. I mean, he's by far sort of the highest rated horse over hurdles as well. And he seems to have taken well to the chase, and he won well enough at Chepstone. Won well enough at Wincanton in the end. There's no doubt that Alan King's horse, Carrick Moore, is a smart enough horse, ran a good race in his chasing debut at Exeter last time. And there's some good hurdles for him, but again, it's a bit unoriginal, but if Southfield Theatre jumps around, he'll win, you know.
Okay, Southfield Theatre, hard to see past him in the 210, and on to the 245 next, and this is a Class 3 Novices Limited Handicap Chase. It's over the extended 2¾ miles, and Ned Stark is the 13-8 favourite this morning. Caesar Milan 4-1, 11-2 for Liberty 1, Cloudy Bob 8s with Gentleman John, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Ned Stark there at the top of the betting has been backed as well this morning, made a winning chase debut at Huntingdon, and you can only see him improving from that really. Only £4 higher here, and the step up in trip looks as if it suits. Do you see him as the one to beat, AP?
Yeah, no, he probably is. He won at Huntingdon, and he wasn't that overly impressive, but he won him before that. He obviously won at Chepstow, so I can see why he's favourite. There's a few others. I mean, one at a bigger price, I think, could have a chance. Just slight concern about the ground, but he's been on fast last and soft ground. His time's a waste of Evan Williams. I know he's a much bigger price and probably nearly the outsider, but I could see him running a good race at a big price. Time's a wasting. Of the others, Cloudy Bob won at Market Raising, won okay. He's up to his highest mark now. He's only won off 121, he's 128 now. Things will be a little bit tougher for him. And the horse at the top, Caesar Milan of Paul Nicholls, has some bits of good form, ran okay at Sandown on his last run back in April. That's behind Unique, that's okay for him. But I might go for a big outsider, time's a wasting.
Okay, yeah, a bit of value there in the 2:45 potentially then. On to the 3:15 next, the penultimate race at Newbury this afternoon. This is the listed limited handicap hurdle, which was the Jerry Fielden hurdle. It's a 2-mile race, and interesting race. That Lamy Surge is the 5-2 market leader, 3-1 for Le Mercury, 9-2 for Dane King, Wicklow Brave is 5s, 11-2 for Astra Delacour, and then 20s or bigger prices for the others. Been won by some pretty useful horses in the past, and we've got a couple of French recruits, one for Paul Nicholls and one for Nicky Henderson I don't know too much about personally. And then you've got the Willie Mullins pair in there as well. It's quite an interesting race this, AP.
It is very much so. Lamy Surge, as you said, of Nicky Henderson's had some good form in O'Toy. Slight concern over, for me, the way some of the Henderson horses ran the last sort of week or 10 days. Obviously, had a few short ones beaten at Kempton and places like that, so might be best watched, but it has run well on heavy ground, so there's no doubt that will that won't be a problem. And obviously the Mercury of Paul Nicholls is the other one, obviously won at Latoy as well, obviously won on very soft and heavy ground as well, so the ground won't be a problem there, but rated much higher than that with the Nicky Henderson horses are, so we're a little bit on the unknown as far as those are concerned. As for the Willie Mullins horses, Dan King obviously won at Ferry House and at Navan on heavy ground as well. He's a horse that will cope with the conditions. And Paul Townend has gone for Wicklow Brave. I'm sure Paul would probably have had the choice. So Wicklow Brave obviously had a run already at Down Royal, and that would probably have put him spot on for here. So I'm just in favour of Wicklow Brave myself. I think I could see him improving for the run he had at Down Royal, and I think it's interesting that Paul Townend has chosen him, so I'm going to go for Wicklow Brave.
Okay, Wicklow Brave there then in the final race. And Newbury this afternoon is the 3:45. We finish with a bumper over the extended 2 miles for 4 to 6 year olds. And Yanworth heads the betting at 4 to 5. It's 2 to 1 for Rolling on the River. Rabunda is 9 to 2, and Gunshy Cowboy is the 25 to 1 outsider. Yanworth here, trained by Alan King, owned by JP McManus, made a winning debut at Wincanton, and the runner-up in that race, Arubu Deland, has franked the form since. You're staying around until the last race, AP, to ride him. Is he a nice prospect?
Yeah, I haven't sat on him. Obviously, JP bought him after he won, so I'm very lucky that I get to ride him now, but he did seem to win okay at Wincanton, and as you said, the horse that he beat came out and has franked the form, so solid enough bumper run of the other horses. Gunshy Cowboy obviously won a point to point, and of the others, obviously Tom George's horse was second to point as well, and Rolling on the River, very interesting that Charlie Swan is bringing him over for a bumper in Newbury, so he must think a little bit of him, the fact he's bringing him this far, but hopefully Yanworth will win. You know, he looked a smart horse when he won at Wincanton, and hopefully he'll repeat the feat.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck with your rides today, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.